Hi, this is Nate and Di.
Of the Nate and Di Show.
And you're listening to the Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hey, welcome to show number 10. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to the Morning Announcements. This is the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com, and this is a public version of the podcast. I want to thank Nate and Di for kicking off the show. Check them out at Nate and Di. Now, Di is simply Di.com. I met them out at the expo in California a couple weeks ago. Very cool people. Got to hang out with them a bit. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, now take out your School of Podcasting.com cue cards. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, go out to schoolpodcasting.net. That's probably the easiest way. And if you'd like to check out our website with all the tutorials and resources, simply go out to schoolpodcasting.com. So again, podcast.net, website.com. Are we all clear? Let's move forward, shall we? If you'd like to email me, simply send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail message on the Call 8 toll-free number. That's 888-563-3228 in the show today. I'm going to give you a review of a book from Q Publishing. It's called The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Podcasting, as well as we'll have an interview with the SwitchPod people, and I'm going to be asking you that ever-important question, do you have the cart in front of the horse? Because I do. I do. As we speak right now, I do. And I bet you do too, and you're missing the boat on something. So I thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoy and get as much out of it as I enjoy, you know, creating it. Well, when I first got this book, I thought, do we really need another book about podcast? Hasn't everyone got it from the other books that are out? And it is over, as I'm flipping through it here, 200 pages. I mean, it's a big book. And here's the thing about podcasting books, because some people are like, the reason I made a podcasting site is because I thought, well, it's going to get outdated as soon as you do. You know, as soon as you put out a book, it's outdated. And that's really, in some cases, yeah, there'll always be new things that aren't listed as new resources and things come out. But the thing I always like looking at is when they talk about things like, you know, choosing your topic, identifying your niche, you know, and then there's always resources that, you know, I've never heard of. So it is selling, according to the back of the book here, $21.99, and I'm sure Amazon probably has a sale on that. But if you're just getting new to podcasting, it's definitely worth a read, and it's got things such as, you know, the basics, and it does a lot. They spend a lot of chapters, a lot of pages on creating your podcast, you know, planning for it, strategies, creating a positive feedback loop with your listeners, as well as they get into things with distributing your podcast. I like the chapter day-to-day issues you'll find, and they actually go over in depth on what's called a double ender. It's the secret technique for remote interviews. It's actually kind of cool, especially if you have somebody who's technical enough to pull that off. And so that was kind of interesting. The other thing I liked about it is at the back of the book, he's got list. Who is he? George Colombo and Curtis Franklin. And they've got a section at the book, 30 podcasts that you should check out. So there were a couple in here, you know, that I'd heard of. Coverville and the Podcast Brothers. And they've actually got one. If you go to ultimatepodcasting.com, you can actually pick up the author's podcast. But there's things in here, the Point Podcast and the President's Weekly Radio Address. I don't know if I want to listen to that or not, but it'd be interesting just to hear the spin. So that's a very cool part of the book as well. And that's really what happens a lot with podcasters is it's, hey, what are you listening to? Well, what do you think is cool? And things like that. So I really, you know what? It's a decent book. Like I said, I didn't have high expectations. And I guess that's the one thing, if you think about it, every podcaster brings their own perspective, their own attitudes, their own take on life, their own speech pattern. So why wouldn't every single podcaster book, even though they're all talking about the same thing, it's still RSS feeds, it's still choosing web hosts, it's still things of that nature, but they all have a different slant. And that's what I really, their slant, in this case, George and Curtis's, were slants that I hadn't really thought about. I heard some of them, but some of them went, you know what, that's a good thought. Like, we talked earlier about how, you know, how long should a podcast be? And they bring up the point that, well, who is your listener? And what are they doing? And they break this down. Like, if you think about it, people that are in a technical podcast, a lot of technical podcasts are an hour long because technical people love details. And they break it down by topic that, hey, you know, what is your listener? What are they doing? Where are they listening to the podcast as Dave bumps the mic? So I'll have a link out of the show notes. And again, show notes will be at schoolofpodcasting.net. It's called The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Podcasting. And it's got a foreword by Rob, better known as the host of Podcast 411, another great resource. And the cool thing is, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast. He mentioned it. Rob's got a book deal. And if you've got any kind of ideas or hints or tips on how you are promoting your podcast outside of, you know, the podcast world, send that over to Rob because he's looking for those. So congratulations to Rob on the book deal. And again, you can check out more about the host at ultimatepodcasting.com to get more tips and ideas from the author's podcasts. And then there's more podcasting goodies at qpublishing.com/podcasting. So I didn't see that. I'll have to look that. But that's I would give this book a thumbs up. Alrighty, on the phone we have Jacob from SwitchPod.com, and SwitchPod is a hosting company for your podcast. They've got a couple different variations, and so I wanted to kind of touch base with him. Well, just Jacob, why don't you just give us the current menu options there? If you're a podcaster and you're thinking of using your service, you have two different options. Why don't you go ahead and give us the details?
All right. Well, we have a free version, and it doesn't cost anything to sign up. There's no commitments. You get 100 megabits of space, 30 megabit upload limit, and there's unlimited bandwidth, actually. And then we also have a paid version for only $6 a month. And we basically put no limitations on your account. We give you FTP access, and you get a WordPress blog, and you get an email and subdomain.
Wow. Okay.
Basically the rundown.
Now, if I understand this right, the free user, though, you do put in, or at least you were, are you still putting advertising into the...
We don't make much on advertising. It's basically just give them a little incentive to upgrade, but mostly it's promos from other podcasters and just little clips of stuff.
Okay.
Mainly we use it to advertise for ourselves.
Gotcha. There you go. Now, is that something that some podcasters are doing, though? They're using your service, but they're also using it to promote their own podcast as well as an advertiser? Are they wearing, like, both hats?
Mainly I just friends, fellow podcasters. I'll put the promos in to get downloaded with all the free podcasts, so...
Okay. Now, is that ad inserted at the beginning or the end or the middle, or how does that get put in with their podcast?
It's inserted as a completely separate file, so your users have the option whether they want to download it or not, so there's really no commitments.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You have a top 10. Is that by downloads or...?
That is by how many times your feed is accessed.
Okay. That's pretty cool. How long are you?
We didn't really want to do the voting system because we don't want people begging for votes, so we just went purely on the stats there.
Cool. Now, how long have you guys been in business?
We started up late June.
Okay. Very cool.
I think any more tough ones?
I know. I'm like going, all right. What's coming in the future? Anything you guys got planned or...
We're just finishing a big server move, so we had a bunch of big servers added, so that sped things up, and we're adding new features all the time. We're working on right now to extend our stats program that we're offering to the users.
What kind of stats, if I were to log in, what kind of stats do I get?
Paid users only receive stats right now.
Okay.
And just because it's hard, we have to add special things right now. We're trying to automate the stats program and everything. And basically, we give you a pure rundown. It's not very visually pleasing right now. It's just text only, and we're working to make it more visually pleasing. And so you'll get how many times your file was downloaded, how many times each file was downloaded, how many times feed was accessed, and different stats like that.
Gotcha. But nonetheless, even if they're not pretty, they're still stats. I mean, that's really what you're looking for is the number.
The bare minimum, yep.
Gotcha. So if we go back to the we got off the free fence here. So if you register, it's only $6 a month. And that there's no limitation on like how many podcasts you can do per month?
Right now we have it set up so you only get one feed, but okay. You don't have any bandwidth or space limitations.
So if I do a daily podcast and it's 20 minutes long, it's $6 a month. If I do one podcast a week and it's 10 minutes long, it's, you know, hardly any, it's the same price?
It's the same price.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, if anybody would like to check this out, head on over to switchpod.com. I know I learned a lot today, so I hope you guys did too. And we want to thank Jacob for taking time to come by and chat with us here at the School of Podcasting.com. Any parting remark? Anything I should have asked that I didn't? I grilled you pretty heavy.
I think that's about it.
All right, my last topic for this podcast. I always like to keep these short. And again, for more information about anything you've heard in the show, feel free to go out to schoolofpodcasting.net and check out the show notes. And Nate and Di introduced the show today, the two very nice people I met at the expo out in California. And if you go out to their site, Nate and Di, Di is D-I. And according to them, they've got their stats right there in the upper left-hand corner. July through October 2005, 50,000 downloads, folks. So, yes, you can build an audience like Nate and Di. Very nice people. And what they've done, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, because when I was talking to the guy from SwitchPod, he said, hey, just send me a promo. And I went, yeah. And so many times we get our cart in front of the horse. You know what I mean? You're so happy to get the podcast done that you just kind of breeze over making a headline and things like that. And so when you're ready to promote your podcast, here are some things you're going to need. Number one, submit to iTunes first, because other websites like the Podcast Pickle and other ones will actually let you put your iTunes link in your area on their website. So iTunes you need to get first. Then you also need a promo. And at the end of the show here, we're going to play Nate and Di's promo, courtesy of Rob from Podcast 411. And so you're going to need those. Those are two things you want to do first as you go to promote. And here I've this is show number, 9, 8, something like that. And, I got no promo. And a lot of times you think, most promos you take clips from other promos. You hear that a lot. And as you'll see here with Nate and Di, you don't have to have clips from your show to make a promo. So,
praise God, hallelujah. Are you crouching in a corner, clenching your Bible, just waiting to smite someone? Do you get pleasure from burning ants with a magnifying glass? Are you a red state person living in a blue state? Well, the Nate and Di show is here to perform that public service of being your whipping post. They guarantee you will find them so offensive you will be compelled to try and cast out the demons that have obviously taken control of their bodies and soul. Remember, if you are not offended enough to send them hate mail or flame them on Podcast Alley, well then you are not much of a red state, born again, ant-burning conservative, are you? Now you go check them out at www.nateanddi.com. This has been a Podcast 411 production.
Some other things that are going out at the School of Podcasting.com. Well, I've worked a deal with a company to get you cheaper pricing on graphics for your MP3 files, if you're looking into that. And we're going to be hosting our first ever conference call for podcasters. So that's, again, only available to students only. And that's my cheesy way of enticing you to go out to the School of Podcast, schoolpodcasting.com. And sign up. I am your host, Dave Jackson. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to podcast. And you know what? Before I get out of here, in case you're wondering, I want to give you a view from my chair. And this is what happens when you don't have show notes. Rule number two, always have show notes, because I'm just vamping all over the place on this podcast. But it's very cool because I've been talking to different podcasters now as they come to the site. And one of them is 70 years old. He's retired. And Pierre up in Canada. Very cool guy. Very nice guy. And admittedly, not the... he could use a little more skills sometimes in the computer world. But he's be the first to admit that, and he's doing great. Then, just this weekend, I met a guy who's 14, going on about, I don't know, 35. He's already networked, made his own podcasting network, and I'm like, dude, you should be running this site. What are you talking about? And I've got teachers that want to take podcasting into the classroom. So it's wild to see the different... So if you're sitting there thinking, you know, maybe I should make a podcast. Yeah, maybe you should, because everybody is getting involved. I'm amazed at the spectrum of people that are I'm getting to meet and talk with and work with to make their podcast. So if that's you, if you're thinking maybe I should, yeah, I think you should, because you've got something to say and I can help you get your point across. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of the Morning Announcements. Until then, class dismissed.